I'm Pat Lencioni here with Chris Stefanik, and here is your 3-minute reset. I'm thinking today about complexity and how often in so many fields people create complexity, whether they know it or not, in pride, because what they're trying to do is protect themselves and their business or project a sense of superiority or knowledge to others. And what it often does is it makes other people feel kind of stupid, and it prevents them from accessing what they're trying to do. And I think about this in the legal world or in the medical world or even in real estate and other things. People use vocabulary that other people don't understand. Technology is a place where people do that too. And oftentimes when you talk to them, they might admit to you, well, if I do that, people are going to see me as an expert and they're going to realize that they need me to explain things to them. And of course, the opposite of that is just to be so plain spoken to people that they can understand things and feel like they're capable. But that, I guess, might threaten us as being unique providers to them.
Jesus was so plain spoken to people. It's amazing. And you know who he was really hard on in the Gospels? The Pharisees, the people who really show us the worst of religion. When religion goes bad, and it's supposed to be a beautiful thing, it's our outward expression of our inward faith. But when it goes bad, it's often because people hijack it like the Pharisees did and make things more complicated than God intended for them to be in order to make themselves special. And this is something we could do in every field. And sometimes it's with, you know, ill intent and Phariseeism and pride. But a lot of times it's just because we're going along with that unconsciously that, well, this is how the leaders in my field talk. So if I want to be one of them, I have to talk that way too. It takes a lot of intentionality to swim in the other direction, no matter what you're doing in life, whether it's business or church.
And as a person who, I'm not a theologian, of course, or a minister or anything else, sometimes I meet people that live their lives in the faith world and they use words that I don't understand. And there's one like that I always tease you about, Chris, whenever anybody says kerygma.
It's my favorite word, God.
And I'm like, what is kerygma? And what is kerygma, Chris?
Well, it's the core message of the gospel.
Right. And I'm like, hey, could you just say that instead of kerygma? I know it's not Greek, and I know I haven't translated parts of the Bible, but and I do think that people with good intentions, or maybe it seems kind of fun to add these new words, but if it's not helping people understand it, it's probably not being done for the right reason.
We gotta swim hard to stay in the other direction and just be like Jesus. Just be as plain spoken and accessible as possible.
And so that's true whether you're a doctor, a lawyer, a dentist.
Or a priest.
Yes.
So let's pray. Lord, help us in humility to do what you did, that you, Almighty God, made yourself so accessible. That you presented yourself to us in the most accessible ways with the most accessible words because you love us. Give us the love to do the same. Give us the humility to fight against the stream that would take us down that road of becoming Pharisaical. Help us to love as you love, Jesus. Amen.